Blackstone presents Lady Violet Investigates by Grace Burroughs. This book is read by Kirsten Potter. Dedication. This series is dedicated to my nephew Jackson and to all those who have the courage to speak the truth, and to those who don't have the courage but speak up anyway. Chapter 1. Two mortal afflictions befell me the night of the Robertsons' ball. The first arrived as a pounding agony spreading from the nape of my neck around to the left side of my skull. The megrim would be gone in a day or two, sooner if the fates were kind. The second, undeserved penance stood before me in the person of Sebastian McHeath, his arctic blue eyes full of disdain I'd done nothing to earn. "Sir," I offered him a curtsy.
"Lady Violet."
His bow mocked, even as it sketched exquisite grace on a grand scale.
"What the hell are you doing here?"
He still had the burr, the one that had been nearly unintelligible when he'd first been sent down from Scotland at the age of 10. His accent was a soft growl now, but to my ear discernible. The better to vex him, I took him by the arm. "I'm socializing," I said. "A quaint custom among the higher primates. What has induced you to inflict your person upon polite society?"
"I'd heard you were in mourning."
No emotion coloured that observation. Not gloating, and certainly not concern. Once upon a youthful time, Sebastian had been kind and generous. That endearing fellow had apparently died a figurative death at some point during Wellington's Peninsular campaign. For me to regret the passing of that younger version of Sebastian was folly, though I did. The taciturn officer he'd become was sadly in want of charm. "I put off second mourning months ago," I said. "Shall we discuss the weather, or glare daggers at one another to liven up this otherwise genteel event? Lady Robertson would doubtless prefer the latter." We were making a circuit of the ballroom, a tedious exercise intended to show off a lady's finery and her partner. My escort could not help but turn heads. Sebastian met every criterion for a young maid's most fanciful dreams. Tall, sable-haired, possessed of an aquiline nose that stopped just short of hooked, heavy brows, an angular jaw, and an incongruous dimple on the left cheek. Broad shoulders narrowed to a trim waist and lean flanks. The term broodingly attractive came grudgingly to mind. If he ever smiled, which evidence of humanity I had not seen for years, he'd be gorgeous. In his present perpetual glower, he would frighten every unmarried woman in the room straight back to her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?